Revenue Chat episode 116. The Dream Business Community wants to help you with your career and business. Are you ready for accelerated success? Check it out. The Dream Business Community at tonyduroso.com/community. Get the Revenue Chat mobile app for your Android or iPhone. It's free. Download from your cell phone or smart device at tonyduroso.com/mobile.
This is Revenue Chat Radio with your host, Tony D'Urso, interviewing successful entrepreneurs and giving you actionable advice and insights. Let's rev it up.
Hello and welcome again to this episode of Revenue Chat. I'm your host, Tony D'Urso. Stay tuned to the end for some pure gold nuggets. Nothing to click or download, just listen, learn, and enjoy. In our last episode, 115, Nader Malai gives a diagnostic look at creating the career you want, simple, effective, and down to earth. Nader gives the succinct points of how to get it all. Just listen and follow, and you can do it too. Great advice by a very accomplished professional. And on this episode, we have Kelly Robbins. She created the highly acclaimed Make It Yours, Crafting Your Marketing with Soul Workshops. She's the founder of the Fresh Tracks with Kelly Robbins podcast, a columnist for American City Business Journals, and a regular blogger for the Work at Home Woman. She helps people create their life their way through their business, as she believes that we each have a purpose, and that purpose is unique to each of us. All right, Revenue Crew, let's rev it up. Get ready for Kelly to show you how to create confidence in your next step. Here we go. Hello, Kelly. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Excellent. And I want to thank you so much for taking the time to hang out with us on Revenue Chat.
Thank you so much for inviting me, Tony. I'm looking forward to talking today.
Excellent. I've been all through your website here. Very, very cool stuff. I've already mentioned it. It's kellyrobbins.net. Some very cool stuff. And I can't wait to just jump in. But first, Kelly, how did it all start for you?
How did it all start for me? Well, I started my business about 16 years ago. Actually, I have three daughters. And when my third daughter was born, I made a decision to quit my corporate job. And just, you know, my life felt very out of balance. And for those of you listening who have ever been in corporate, or if you are now, it was just I couldn't work enough and I couldn't be home with my kids enough. So I just made the decision to not go back to work after I had the third one. And I didn't really know what I was going to do. I just knew I was going to do it. So I bought a book called 101 Ways for Moms to Make Money at Home. And like each page was a job, like bookkeeper, editor, there was 101. And one of them was copywriting. And I was reading the description and I thought, I can do that. I can write websites and do newsletters for people. I'm a good writer and I know marketing. So I hung up my shingle as a copywriter. And, you know, 16 years later, my business looks very different. But it was really, I made a decision 16 years ago to create a lifestyle for myself and my family. And I just never looked back. I didn't allow myself to not make that happen, if that makes sense.
It does. I think all try different things at different times. And as we do, we're sort of migrating and going down a path and channel. Eventually, we just sort of lock into what we believe we're very good at and successful at. And That's excellent that you've just kept foraging and going your way and finding what's going to work. And now you've got a very successful business built. So that's very cool.
Yeah, it is. It's very fun. I've been very fortunate. you know, I talk now a lot. I speak, I have a book. I talk about creating fresh tracks in your life and trusting yourself. And what does that look like for you? What does that mean? And I can look back 16 years ago. I didn't know what I was doing or how I would make it work. I just knew that I would. And the path, like copywriting, wasn't necessarily me living on purpose and doing what I'm here to do. However, it allowed me to create a lifestyle for myself and grow along the way. And the path has taken me now to where I feel living on purpose and helping people in the way that I'm here to do. But it started out with that decision.
I like that, Kelly. And you know, so many people have their intrepidations on doing work for themselves, starting off as an entrepreneur, starting their own business. And you cover the key facet, the key point that people need to take care of to move on that road to success. So let's just jump in here a little bit and talk about how to create confidence in our next step.
Okay. You know, I think that's an important... We talk about confidence. It sounds so great. I'm having self-worth and high self-esteem. And I know oftentimes I've thought I was confident in myself. And I, like, if I asked my friends, they would say, oh yeah, Kelly's so confident. But underneath, I really wasn't. And what it boiled down to was that I didn't trust myself. And that was something that I've had to, like, it's a muscle. It's like a muscle that if you don't use it, you just kind of lose it. And for many of us, we can look back throughout our lives and see instances where we have trusted ourselves and it hasn't worked. We're almost taught at a really young age to conform and fit in and do things the right way, do things a certain way to fit in school, fit in, like corporate America is a perfect example of a place where you have to fit in. And it's not encouraged for you to sometimes use your intuition or really be yourself and discover who that is. And you don't trust yourself. I didn't trust myself. The truth is that when we can be in a place of confidence and that take steps, even if it's just that next step, and trust ourselves, trust that we do know the right answer, we'll get to wherever it is we want to go. Whether we're talking about marketing or creating a certain lifestyle for yourself, or stepping into a business or doubling your income, you know, anything, it's really taking the time to stop and listen to yourself, kind of quiet the voices down and say, what is my next step? And that next step might be, I need more training, or I need to talk to my business coach or get more information before I can make my next decision. However, the key point here is learning to trust yourself is that step into living an empowered life and building confidence.
I can't agree with you more. However, I must say, I believe I have difficulty in that. It's sort of like follow your gut instinct. And I seem to not always understand it, though I seem to do it. My wife is really good. She's always talking about her gut instinct, and she's usually right on the money when she says, oh, I don't have a good feeling about that, or mm-hmm. Yeah, no, we should go this way or do that thing. She's really got it down. Some of us don't have this gut instinct. I don't know if I have it or not. I still wrestle with it. And is there a way that you teach or that helps someone to better understand? Is it some circus going on in your head or some TV from the past saying, don't do it, don't do it? Or is it really, you know, the voice of wisdom? Do you know how to separate that out?
Well, yeah, Tony, that's a really great question, actually. I think it's practice and learning to, a lot of it is quieting the chatter. And we all have that chatter, and it does take, everyone's in a different place, but what can you do to quiet that? A meditation. Sometimes, like, I have to go work out and burn off my blah to quiet myself down a little bit. And then it's practicing, and you'll learn the difference between this is fear or this is my intuition, my gut. They can feel similar. Once you start practicing with them, you'll learn the difference. And I think one of the biggest differences is fear will talk to you negatively, and fear will be often preventing you from stepping into a growth, but it's not in a positive way, it's a negative way. if that makes sense. So how can you practice doing this? You can start doing simple things like when the phone rings, guessing who it is, or your phone texts with a, you know, my phone beeps when a text comes through, just start guessing. I mean, it's really, you can do it simple. You can do with, I was playing with the Super Bowl, like who's going to win the Super Bowl? And it's not shouting out the first answer that comes to your head, but stopping. Really, you can call it a gut check. You can feel, I kind of feel into which one feels right and see if I'm right or wrong. Like another thing you can do that actually works well sometimes is when I'm faced with two or three decisions and I'm not sure what to do, I'll close my eyes and put the words or a picture up for each one and see which one lights up. Like just play with it. But you, it's about learning yourself and how you can learn to say, this is fear, this is my gut. And you start seeing yourself get better at it the more you use that muscle.
Those are really good tips, Kelly. Thank you. And I hope our revenue crew audience out here writes these points down and practices on that, because those are some great ways to separate. Is it gut or is it some drunken comedian in the brain that's saying stupid things? And as you say, we have to cut the chatter. I like that. And you know, now that I think about it, because I usually don't, but when the presidential elections were going on, I told my friends right at the beginning, I said, it's absolutely no brainer, hands down. Trump is going to win, separate from what I voted. It has nothing to do with what I voted or anything. It was just so obvious, but it was such a strong instinct. And now that I think about it, I was going, oh, that was my gut instinct. That was that inner wisdom popping up. So I'm going to practice on some of these. I like that.
Once you know that feeling, it's asking it to pop up again. And when it's not there, you know, keep going till it pops up. But it's just practicing it. It's interesting, isn't it, how it comes up in funny places? Because you had no risk in who won the presidency, yet you had that gut telling you what was going on. It's different when we have risk involved, because we might lose money or lose a client or be embarrassed about some misstep. So we start getting other emotions come into play. When you gave the example of the election, like you had no immediate risk or loss involved. So your gut was able to just be there risk-free. So that was a great example.
Thank you. And I like that, risk-free. So there you go, revenue crew. Focus on some tests to be risk-free. So it doesn't matter which way, and that will improve your gut instinct. And I know I'm going to practice on that. And I thank you for those tips. All right, so now we've got our business. We're learning more and more to trust ourselves and our gut. And I'm taken by a statement you've made, and I'm interested in how you define and translate it. You talk about doing versus being in marketing. So could you tell us more about that, please?
Yeah, sure. So I learned about this as my company grew and expanded, and I started, I had my struggles, I had my successes, and I started coaching other people. And one of the things that I saw myself doing was my websites, particularly when I was a copywriter, I did everything I was supposed to do. I had my very corporate looking headshot and all the about, like I looked at what everyone else did on their website and kind of copied it. So it was technically correct. However, it wasn't doing very well. It wasn't connecting with people. So I started doing more. I had a newsletter. At one point, I had two newsletters that I published every week. I have a strong newsletter list. I was blogging. You know, I was just doing everything I was supposed to do, and I was very busy. Yet, I wasn't being successful. Like, I'd have clients here and there, and I didn't have the flow of consistency that I was looking for. And I would start to see that in my clients too, that they were, some of them would be busy, some of them would do almost nothing, and clients would come to them. And I realized that there is a difference between what you're doing versus how you're being. And it's like that in everything in life, not just your marketing, but the awareness came to me in marketing. So for example, I was doing my newsletter every week, yet many times I was doing it going, oh, it's Wednesday, I have to do my newsletter, I have to do this, I have to do that. I wasn't being joyful and saying, oh my gosh, my readers are just going to love this new thing I just learned. I can't wait to share it with them. When I was in a place of abundance and joy and just sharing and giving, I had much better results. And I ended up going from being a freelance copywriter, and my business grew. And I started a company called the Copywriting Institute, which is still out there. And it was my main business for 10 years. I had copywriters asking me to train them and teach them how to work from home, like what I was doing. And the business was 100% online. I had clients all over the world. And the website was not very fancy, like it was really a kind of cheap website, but it worked. It wasn't about all the fancy stuff. It was that I loved so much teaching these other people how to work from home, like I was home raising my kids. And I was working and always, you know, running kids around and writing articles and training people. So I was busy and doing work. I wasn't sitting around eating bonbons all day, yet I was being joyful. So I was making money and serving people in a better way. And it was all about how I was being. And no one teaches us that. You know, and I know, especially when I first started, I bought so many how-to kits and listened to all these trainings online, and I would buy things that taught you how to grow your list. And it was all these step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, follow this step and you'll make $1 million like I did. Well, none of it worked. And it was through that process of experimenting. And I had a business coach who taught me this too. It's a lot of it's how are you being as you're creating? And that is what actually circulates the money. It circulates the energy of people trusting you and wanting to work with you versus someone else who does the exact same thing. It's kind of an energetic part of who you are. And I have a marketing workshop that I teach. It's called Marketing with Soul. And I teach three pillars of marketing. And the first, I call it marketing technique. And it's really like you've got to get your shit done. Do your marketing funnel. Do your newsletter. You have to have a website. Like, get your basics in place. And sometimes it might work and bring you leads and clients, and your business could take off, and it might not. If it doesn't, let's look at the next pillar. I call it your marketing essence or your soul. And that is, you know, you did all this website and all this marketing. Did you put you in it? Is your personality shining through? Are you telling stories and letting people get to know you? Or are you hiding? Like, my first website when I was a copywriter had this very professional looking corporate. It was actually a black and white. I was in a business suit. It was so not me. It was so everything I wanted to get away from. And the soul of Kelly wasn't in there. So that's your second pillar, marketing technique, marketing essence. And the third I call marketing vitality. And that is the life force that flows through what you create. So that gets into the being. Like, when you go to write a blog post or do an interview, like, what, you know, sharing information, are you coming from a place of, oh yay, I get to talk with Tony and all his listeners. This is so exciting to talk to them about creating fresh tracks and trusting yourself. Or are you, you know, in this space of, oh my gosh, another interview. I have to write my newsletter today. I hate writing. Like, it affects your results. It affects what goes out there, and you can't see it. Like, the words are all the same, but it affects everything. So, you know, if you have to spend 10 or 15 minutes just sitting quietly and getting yourself in a good space, or an hour, some days it takes an hour to get in that good place, it's worth it. It's worth it to do that every day, to have your life force flowing in a way that's abundant and giving, you know, that's in a place of vitality. That's just the word. So that's what I mean by doing versus being.
That is very deep. Thanks for sharing that with us, Kelly. Wow. The Dream Business community wants to help you with your career and business. As you know, jobs can be fickle. Here today, gone tomorrow. And owning a business has its own frailties. Bloomberg says 8 out of 10 entrepreneurs fail in the first 18 months. A Harvard study says 3 out of every 4 venture-backed firms fail. And there's other sources with shocking figures of their own, which all point to one very conclusive point. These are scary times we live in. Let's help you in the dream business community. Yes, you. Let's try to give you the information you need now to boost your career or business. And I'll be there every step of the way, helping you along with other experts in many industries. Are you ready for accelerated success? Check it out, the Dream Business Community at tonydurso.com/community. That's tonydurso.com/community. Do you like the awesome interviews on Revenue Chat? Please help others discover these interviews on iTunes by giving a kind review if you like them. Go to tonydurso.com/iTunes and give a few sentences about what you liked. Let me know and I'll send you something to show my appreciation. That's tonydurso.com/iTunes. And thanks so much.
Think back to when you started your business. You had a dream. You had boundless passion. You wanted to create something different. There was a problem, and you were going to solve it. Being an independent retailer is rewarding, but challenging, and there's a lot more to it than you ever imagined. Well, Lightspeed is here to help. With 45,000 customers around the world, we've helped countless entrepreneurs nail the business side of retail so they can spend time doing what they're passionate about. Join us for a 6-week speaker series featuring a curated panel of experts that will answer some of retail's toughest questions and give you the edge you need to stay competitive. You have a passion, and we have a passion for technology inspired by you. Visit lightspeedhq.com/speaker-series to learn more.
And we're back with Kelly Robbins talking about how to create confidence in your next step. That's a lot of stuff. The takeaway I'm getting is to imbue, to infuse life into what you're doing. And not to be silly, but basically put love in. Hey, I like doing this. This is really cool. This is a great article I'm writing. This is a great newsletter. My audience, my fans, whatever, they're going to love this. And putting that life into it, and that really creates a difference between something that people are going to like and take and resonate with, or just go ho-hum.
Yeah, it does. And it's a kind of amazing. A great example is if you've ever gone house shopping or apartment shopping, and you might look at 10 or 20 houses, and some of them might even be the same model. But you know when you walk into your house, like you feel it. And it could have pink shag carpeting and the windows all need replaced and, you know, the yard might not be done. But you walk in and you feel it. You just say, this is it. Like you can vision your furniture. It's a feeling. And it's not something that necessarily you can pinpoint exactly what it was, but you feel it. That's what that is. And you want to, it's your job to make sure you are in the right space to be creating whatever it is that you do, speaking with people, coming from that place of giving. That's up to you. No coach can hammer that into you. You can't read it. You can read a million books. You can't get that from reading books. It's up to you to learn how to get yourself into that place of giving and having fun and feeling abundant for that matter, creating, knowing that you're offering a fair exchange of value. I mean, that's something that you've got to work on yourself. And it's fun and it's a wonderful space once you get there. And then you don't have to worry about having the most expensive website on the planet and doing every single marketing technique out there, because what you do has depth rather than the breadth of 80 million things going on.
I'm with you on that, Kelly. Thank you so much. And I want to ask you, is that sort of what you mean when you talk about cutting fresh tracks?
Yeah. So, the cutting fresh tracks came from me kind of discovering my way in doing versus being. I live in Colorado and I'm a skier, and it's a part of my life and my family. So I love cutting fresh tracks. To me, there's that visual of powder, snow. It could be sand. It could be whatever you're visualizing. And you're the first one going down this path and creating the tracks. So, you know, my teaching really is that space of you doing your own thing and creating your own way is where your greatness and your passion is. And discovering what that is and honoring that is where the growth is, and oftentimes the money and the fun, the lifestyle, whatever that is that you're searching for or striving to create, it comes from you having the courage and honoring yourself in creating that fresh tracks. I talk about creating the confidence to cut fresh tracks. So, you know, as we're talking to other entrepreneurs that are listening or people who are in a place where they're unhappy, I say to you, what is it that you do want to do? And oftentimes it's something that you've either never done before because you haven't been given permission, or you've never dared to dream that you could do that due to your family circumstances or your the company you work for. What is that? And how can you start moving in the direction that you are creating it? Because that's where life is. I think a lot of people are going through life in a state of numbness, and they're doing what they're supposed to do. They might be doing the right thing, whether it's by their family or their job or whatever society rules have put on them, and they're numb. Some of us are so busy that we don't let ourselves feel the numbness, but nonetheless, it's still there. And you know, if you're listening to me, that this is you. You know, if this resonates with you, you're feeling it right now as you're hearing me talk about it. And my encouragement is to stop. And we're not meant as humans, we're not meant to be surviving in this numb place. We're meant to be alive and creating and growing. And that's where we cut the fresh tracks. It's not in following in the paths of everyone else or what our parents thought we should do. It's in going our own way and honoring what that is in ourselves. So that's what I talk about when I talk about fresh tracks.
Is it true that a majority of new businesses fail? Check this out. In order to have a successful growing business, there are some vital points that you must know. You must have worked them out thoroughly. They must be synchronized with each other, and all employees, consultants, and companies that you depend on must know these items and be in agreement with them if your new business is to meet with a high percentage of success. Get it free. The Vision Map. Beat the odds for business success at TonyDURSO.com/vision. Learn how to establish your vision, purpose, long-term objective, and master plan, including strategic and tactical planning. Get the Vision Map. Beat the odds for business success at TonyDURSO.com/vision. V-I-S-I-O-N. Very cool. Thanks for explaining all that. Very cool. And I think some of this goes into a little bit of your purpose and so forth, but I wanted to address that separately. Kelly, could you tell us about your purpose? Like, what motivates you, please?
Well, yeah, it is. It's that. I really think a lot of people are living in this numb state, and it breaks my heart. It just breaks my heart. It's not how we're meant to be. I believe in growth, and there's so much fear that comes to that when we're talking about growth. Sometimes we'll back down from fear. Sometimes we'll back down because we don't even know what to do. We don't even know that it's an option. In my book, I have a book coming up called Trust Your Next Step, Creating the Confidence to Cut Fresh Tracks. And I interviewed this woman she was young. She was married when she was 18. She had a child right away, and she was in an abusive relationship. She wasn't allowed to work. Her parents had both been alcoholics. And, you know, she didn't even know that any other lifestyle was an option because it was what she grew up with. And it took an eviction notice, the threat of losing her home and her child, to take the steps to leave her husband and, you know, just start creating a life. And then she started to see all the opportunities available. But it was, you know, it's like, that's an extreme example. I think so many of us are doing that with our corporate jobs or our families, even, that we're just bored to death with. We married the person, the right one, not the one that lights us up. We do so many things that we're supposed to do rather than really living on purpose and honoring ourselves. And where does it start? It starts by learning to what we talked about in the beginning, learning to quiet all those voices and, you know, start to pay attention. What is our gut telling us to do? And it sometimes our gut's telling us not to go to work anymore because this soul-sucking job is killing me, or I have no time for myself. I'm running kids around. I'm working. I'm commuting. I'm cooking. I'm people-pleasing everyone and volunteering everywhere. There's no time for me here. Like, your gut knows. You know. We're just not listening. So yeah, that is my passion and my purpose, is helping people not only discover it for themselves, but really get that courage and the confidence to go start taking steps to create that life they want. Sometimes it's a business. It could be a million other things. Like Katie's example was getting in a healthy, loving herself and getting in a healthy life. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And I really love that. And, you know, it shows in your success. Your purpose just resonates there with you having a very good business. You're doing really well with what you're doing. And it's because that purpose sort of is like a driver. And I see that. That's very cool, Kelly. Awesome.
Thank you.
Sure.
You know, I have fun. I love what I do. I love talking about it. Everybody's journey is different. And it's fun just helping people see it. You know, it really is. I'm very lucky person.
Well, excellent. And you know, time flies and we are close to wrapping up, Kelly. Is there anything else that you would like our audience to know about, please?
Yeah, you know, I really just encourage everybody listening to take just today, when you get done listening to Tony's show, take a couple minutes and ask yourself, where are you not honoring your life? Yourself, where are you not in that space where you're cutting fresh tracks? Where are you doing the right thing and what you're supposed to do rather than listening to yourself? I mean, it starts with that awareness. It really does.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Well, thank you so much, Kelly Robbins. Appreciate it. Great interview. Love it. And I really hope all of our Revenue Crew audience really follows through on this, especially for me, that part on the gut instinct. I like the way you broke that down. And I can't wait to start focusing a little bit more on that. I'll show my wife.
That's awesome.
Well, good.
Thank you, Tony. Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. Once again, everyone, this is Kelly Robbins. And we were talking about creating confidence in your next step. And her website is kellyrobbins.net. All right. Well, thank you, everyone, and stay tuned to our next show on Revenue Chat. Our next episode is with Jeremy DeMerchant, also known as the Sales Strategist. He's a number one best-selling author, international speaker, and founder of Permission to Sell Consulting Group. Equipped with a degree in marketing, a passion for entrepreneurship, and nearly 20 years in the sales arena, he now shares his results-driven passion by supporting entrepreneurs and sales professionals in achieving their highest level of success through powerful conversations and sales strategies on the next episode of Revenue Chat. And here's today's pure gold nugget. This is about being able to accept a lot of money. That's the right word, accept. You know, most lotto winners actually go broke within years. Proven fact. Why? Well, because they were not able to accept a lot of money before, and thus, with a large influx of cash, are not equipped to handle the large amounts of money afterward. What does this have to do with your life and business? Well, if you cannot accept large amounts of cash, then the odds are against you that you're going to hit the big times financially. Thus, the first thing you need to do is change your thought process and prepare yourself to accept a large amount of money. This is easy. Just say out loud one time each day, $1 million. Your fingers and spine may actually tingle the first few times you say that. That's expected. Just continue to say it each day. Acclimate yourself that you can accept a large amount of money. Then, when it comes in, it won't be any big deal, and you will be able to logically manage it to grow and grow. $1 million. That's my free gift for you. This is Tony D'Urso on Revenue Chat. All right. Thanks again, everyone. And until next time, remember, you can make life better for yourself and everyone. Choose wisely.